All right, so are you ready to dive into a world where like history and art collide? And where like these tiny locomotives, they're pulling a whole lot more than just passenger cars.
You talking about model trains?
Exactly. Today we're taking a deep dive into the Point of Rocks Model Railroad Club. It's over in Prescott, Arizona.
Ah, yeah. Point of Rocks, they're a cool bunch.
So for anyone who's never stepped into a model railroad club, it's not just about, setting up a train set in your basement, is
Oh,
there?
no. It's so much more than that. I mean, think about it. It's history, it's engineering, it's artistry.
And this club, the Point of Rocks Club, they've really like taken it to a whole other level, right? I mean, especially with their recreations of these historic railways.
Absolutely. They've got a real passion for those old lines, particularly like the Santa Fe, the Prescott and Phoenix railways.
Yeah, and getting those details right, it's not easy. I mean, what goes into that? Like, how do they achieve that level of historical accuracy?
Well, first off, you got to have a whole lot of patience. It starts with tons of research. I'm talking poring over old blueprints, photographs, you name it.
Wow, really digging deep.
Yeah, I mean, and then there's the skill involved, you know? Building these tiny locomotives from scratch, I mean, it's incredible.
And these aren't just like, toy trains from the store, right?
No, not at all. They're like works of art almost. And then on top of all that, you got to build the entire world around these trains.
Okay, so paint me a picture here. If I walk into their space, what am I going to see?
So imagine this. You step into their club. It's over at the Prescott Pine Ridge Marketplace, right?
Okay, yeah.
And it's like, bam! Suddenly, you're surrounded by these massive layouts, right?
No way.
I'm talking intricate landscapes, entire miniature towns, mountains, industrial areas, all built to scale and like historically accurate down to like the smallest detail.
That sounds amazing. Like, how big are we talking here?
Oh man, some of these layouts are huge. I mean, they take up entire
So
rooms.
it's not just like a little display case, it's like a whole experience.
Oh, absolutely. And they use this cool technique. It's called forced perspective.
Forced perspective.
Yeah. So, like, you know how in paintings, things that are farther away look smaller?
Right.
Well, they apply that to the landscapes to create this illusion of vast distances, you know? It's like you're looking out at this sprawling countryside. It's really
It
impressive.
sounds like you could get lost in there for hours.
Yeah.
So these locomotives, the trains themselves, you said they build them from scratch.
Many of them, yeah. And it's crazy, like the level of detail. They're using these original blueprints, you know? They even
Wow.
get the paint schemes historically accurate. It's wild.
I'm picturing someone like hunched over with a magnifying glass, painting like the tiniest little details.
Pretty much.
That is dedication.
Yeah, it is. And it pays off.
So, what's the reaction like when people walk in for the first time? I mean, do they get a lot of visitors?
Oh, all the time. And people are just blown away. You know, they're not expecting this kind of immersive experience.
Especially for kids, right? Like, seeing all that detail, the train's running.
Kids love it. They just like their eyes light up, you know? And it's great because it gets them thinking about history, about how things worked back then. It really sparks their imaginations.
Yeah, I mean, it's way more engaging than just reading about it in a textbook.
Oh, for sure. And it's not just the visuals, you
Yeah.
know? There's this whole educational aspect to it, too.
Really? Tell me more about that.
Well, the club's really active and engaging with the community, especially younger generations. You know, they want to pass on this knowledge, this love for
I
railroading.
mean, it makes sense, right? You don't want to see this kind of knowledge disappear.
Exactly. And they have this great mentorship program where these experienced modelers, they'll teach newcomers everything.
Everything from.
Everything from like basic building techniques all the way up to historical research. It's pretty awesome.
That's so cool. I mean, I guess one of the challenges today is like, getting people, especially younger folks, interested in something like model railroading. It seems like a very niche hobby.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest hurdles is this perception that it's like a solitary hobby, you know? People picture someone alone in their basement tinkering away.
Right, like the classic image.
But the Point of Rocks Club, they're really challenging that notion. They've got group projects, workshops, you know, they even have social
So
events.
it's more of a community.
It's a community, absolutely. It's very collaborative, very welcoming. You know, people are always willing to help each other out.
That's great to hear. Another thing that really struck me about this club is like the challenges they overcome in terms of space and design. Because these layouts are so intricate, so sprawling,
Right.
and they're working within, a set amount of space. So how do they pull that off?
It's a lot of creative problem solving, you know? You got to think vertically, utilize every inch of
I
space.
can imagine.
They'll incorporate bridges, tunnels, you know. They even have hidden tracks sometimes to maximize the layout.
Hidden tracks, that's so cool. Like secret little routes for the trains.
Exactly. And sometimes they'll even design like these modular sections that can be added or removed as needed. It's really ingenious, the stuff they come up with.
It's like they're putting together a giant 3D puzzle, constantly evolving, you know?
That's a great way to put it.
So you don't have to be like an expert model railroader to join this club, right?
No, not at all. And that's honestly one of the best things about Point of Rocks. It's open to absolutely everyone, no matter your skill level.
That's awesome. So whether you're a total beginner or like a seasoned pro, there's a place for you.
Exactly. If you're passionate about trains or history or even just like building things, you'll fit right in.
And the club's located, like you said, in the Prescott Pine Ridge Marketplace, right?
Yep, it's super easy to find.
So anyone listening who's even just a little bit intrigued, you can just drop by and check it out.
Absolutely, come say hi.
So let's wrap this up. I mean, the Point of Rocks Model Railroad Club, it's clearly way more than just a bunch of train enthusiasts getting together, right?
Right.
It's this vibrant community. It's a testament to history. And it's just like a celebration of artistry and craftsmanship.
Yeah, and I think one of the most amazing things about it is these modelers, they're essentially recreating entire worlds in miniature, you know?
It's incredible when you think about it that way.
Yeah, it takes this deep understanding of engineering, of design, of history, and a whole lot of passion for sure. They're not just building models, they're building stories.
And who knows, maybe after hearing about all this, some of our listeners will be inspired to go out and start building their own little worlds, right?
I hope so.
So thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the Point of Rocks Model Railroad Club.
It's been a pleasure.